Welcome to Align Your Practice, an exploration of the seamless relationship between the business of chiropractic and the future of natural healthcare. Join us as we engage with an array of talent, from seasoned experts to passionate new entrepreneurs. Now, here's your host, Dr. Joe Esposito.
Welcome to the Align Your Practice podcast. This is Dr. Joe Esposito. We're going to talk today about how to 10X your external marketing. I have one of my most notable chiropractic warriors and good friends, Dr. Rennie Edelson. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having
on
me.
On our pre-template before our video crashed, I asked you last time, how'd you like being a chiropractic warrior? I liked your answer.
Yeah, well, so you want me to answer it again? He goes, how does it feel to be a chiropractic warrior and for me to say that? And I said, well, you know, I've been doing this for 4 decades, so my armor is kind of dented, pieces are missing, this piece is hanging. There's a lot of scar tissue where the blades actually got through. But I'm still alive and I'm still here and I'm still a warrior for chiropractic.
I love it. So today we're going to talk, it's going to be fun. We're going to talk about, let's start with dinner with a doc. We'll frame it out for those of you who have never done it, been scared to do it, don't want to get in front of a room. You need the mechanics. We're going to break down simple dinner with a doc 101. I'm going to frame that out. And then Rennie's going to give his, I don't know how many years of dinner talks, by 30 years or more of dinner talks. So you have lots of scar tissue in that. So you're going to give some nuggets on that. And then what we want to do is we want to take it to the advanced level. The last 10 minutes, we're going to go through the nuggets of how to parlay one thing into another. Not only dinner talks, but as much juice as we could fit in the last 10 minutes. Hopefully you have pen and paper ready. And we're going to teach you how to turn one event into another. Just like going to the World Series, those that get the most double plays usually get to the World Series. So this isn't just getting the one out. This is about doing the double plays, the triple plays in marketing. Because what I know to be true is that when you turn one into three, you save time, money, and you scale faster. So it's not just about time, guys, or money. It's about leverage. Or our good friend, Dr. Mertz, used the word parlay, how to go from one to another. However you want to language it, it's about turning ones into threes. And Rennie's geared up and ready to give you that juice towards the end. So let me frame out the initial. A dinner with the doc. What I like about it is, first off, we know we have internal marketing, referral-based marketing, marketing from inside your office. Then we have external marketing. That's planting more seeds, not just branching the trees in your office, meaning referrals, but planting more seeds, which is external, which is, that's everything from a dinner talk to a spinal screening to a corporate talk. That's outside networking groups. And then there's digital marketing. Conventionally, that's Facebook and Google and social media posts, and all that's digital. But what I love about Dinner with a Doc, it's a synergy between digital marketing and external marketing together. Digital is the attraction to get him to the dinner, and then the external is actually delivering a talk. So the three components are, you gotta get butts in the seats, right? You gotta fill it, and that's digital marketing. We can, Align Life can provide you with great assets and people that can help fill that role. We've done it for over a decade and a half, very successfully. And the second is delivering the talk, which I'm gonna ask Rennie to dive in. Who should I go to mentor me to be a good speaker, Rennie? How should I open? How should I close? I'm going to let you dive into that. And the third part is, after they say, yes, me, I want that opportunity, how do you convert that into getting them in the office? That's some practicality of it. So I'll do step one, digital marketing. You got to invest some money to get them in the seats. You got to use someone that's an expert in dinner with a doc. And we have different colleagues of ours that are on the Align Life marketing squad that help fill those rooms. That's a crucial component. The second is the talk. So I'm going to let you handle that. There's doctors out there that still have the fear from high school of getting in front of a room. But I love what we said before the call about the intention, the inspiration. You got to have the heart. You got to be ready. So I'm going to let you take it from there, from that point to doing the talk.
Okay. So also... when we're talking about dinner with the doc, or we're talking about any type of, you know, screenings or any of these type of things, it's really, really important to understand that as chiropractors, we have a we've been passed the baton. We need to be able to get out into the community or get out into the hearts of the people that are in our practice. And remember, Franson loves to say this all the time, that it's an emotional decision, right? It's strictly by emotion. They decide to stay with you is more of an intellectual decision, right? And so you have to get it. You have to get the reason why we're doing what we're doing, and then you have to want it. I mean, I don't know any chiropractors that does not want new patients, right? So it's this is, you know, we're preaching to the choir. Wanting it and then having the capacity to do it. Obviously, you want to have some team and you want to be trained so that you can convert this either yourself or with the leveraging with other associate doctors, et cetera. So these things are just basic components. We want to have the opportunity to be able to do two things, really. Is I love this movie, Bagger Vance. You know, if, for those of you who have kind of stage fright and you're not really getting in front of your practice members, or you're not getting out into the community to do talks, you got to get over it. You know, you just have to get over it. You have to learn how to hyper focus the fact that this message is the most important thing that you deliver. And if you don't see anybody, but at the same time, you want to be able to look into the eyes of every single person in the audience. You got to be able to connect, right? And we're chiropractors, we're connectors. So those are just some of the big, big, broad strokes of doing this. Getting seats, you know, filled so that you can deliver the message of chiropractic to the world. We're in the business of saving lives, right? As Franson always says, we're in the business of saving lives. When we do, everybody wins. And so if that's the big why, then there's how do we do this, right? And Dr. Joe just explained there's so many assets that are available to you to be able to fill seats. You can do that organically by asking your patients, hey, I want to take you out to a very special dinner. It's really, really important that you show up for this thing. Anybody that you know and love that's near and dear to you that either has an interest in chiropractic or has some sort of condition that you want to introduce them in some sort of a non-threatening way, then this is the most ideal way to do it, is do it through dinner with the doc. They're sitting in there, having a nice meal, and you get to stand in front of them and deliver this message. As far as the outline of a talk, I mean, listen, I've been doing talks for so long, and I know I've known Roberto Monaco. Most of you on the line have heard and or, you know, have either heard of him or have actually heard him. And if you have, you know how he moves an audience, even though he's got a special twang to his, you know, accent. He just draws you in, and he knows how to do a talk. I met him in Tony Robbins seminars way before, you know, while I was an early, early on chiropractor, because all I wanted to do was to kind of grab onto all of the speakers that I knew and learn how to speak effectively. I was very introverted, believe it or not, my knees were knocking every time I got up and tried to speak into any type of group of people. So if you have that kind of fear or that kind of need, then get coached. You know, just get coached up, because he's going to go ahead and polish you. He said to me, he goes, you know, of all the people that I coach, you're probably the least person that I would expect to come in here and pay me my fee, you know, his fee to actually be coached. And I said, I want to be better. I want to know how to open it better. I want to know get to the body better. And I want to get to the clothes and just knock it out of the park. And so these things are absolutely, we're not going to get into the nitty gritty of all of that, but, you know, an opening by design is by telling your story. Start with your story. Nothing's more powerful and more emotionally moving than doing that, right? Then you get into the body of the talk, and throughout the talk, there's offers. There is talk of mentioning things like, have you ever been to a talk and not pulled the trigger? You know, These little components that you add into the talk are really, really important. Tonight, at the end of the talk, I'm going to give you an opportunity that you're probably not going to want to pass up. And so you're planting seeds throughout the talk. These, I don't want to get into the nuts and bolts of this because we have so much to share in a short period of time, but these are some of the nuts and bolts that you're going to get from Roberto Monaco. And I don't know that there's anybody better for the chiropractic community to do that than him.
Yeah, would I would agree. So if you haven't heard of him, just look him up. It's called Closing from the Front is one of his presentations. Mention that you came to the Align Life podcast and let him know that you'd like to engage in one of his sessions. And I think you won't regret it. That's for sure. The return on that investment is 100x, 200x, 300x. It's not a 5x or a 10x. So it's something you should definitely do. So you went through the opening and a general overview, which is great. The story, you went through the body. Body is just, you guys know the body. It's the chiropractic story. And I like what Rennie said, that you can deliver pre-framing closes, statements to help season them for a close. And talk the last piece. And then I want to backtrack on a couple things I think will be some good nuggets for the listeners. But finish the last component. You did the opening body. Now give them some insight on a close.
So again, like you were saying that you picked up on what I was saying is you drop seeds throughout the talk. I like to start right from the very beginning because people come in here and like, what am I being sold? You know, what is this all about? Now, we're talking about digital leads. They don't really know you. They're not internal. They're not your practice members' referrals, right? So it's kind of a cold lead. They're coming for a dinner talk. They have some sort of interest. Some people, believe it or not, are there just for the dinner. And you have an opportunity that lies in that situation. So you got to make sure that you understand all these things. I like to confront it right from the beginning. So my close at the end starts from the very beginning. And that I want to overemphasize that. Right from the very beginning, I'm letting them know that at the end of this talk, they're going to want to come into the office, take a tour, you know, have an evaluation done and get checked because every man, woman and child on the planet deserves to know and deserves to be checked. And this is all in alignment with our mission of chiropractic. So I let them know that right from the beginning. I also let them know in a dinner with the doc session, a little bit out of frustration because I noticed some people came and I felt like they were coming just for the meal. And I said, look, some of you are coming here just for the free dinner and it's okay. I hope you enjoy. The meal's going to be fantastic. I picked it out myself. And I said, but what you're going to learn if you're going to sit here and eat, what you're going to learn during this process may change your mind forever. It may close a door to an old way of thinking and make you want to move and at least take the first steps. So right from the beginning of the talk, when we're talking about close, the close starts from the beginning. Just like conversion starts with
retention starts with, yeah, conversion, yeah.
No, retention starts with conversion, but conversion starts with attraction, right? So you have to have an audience. You have to have butts and seats.
I like that because you're meeting them at their reality. When you say some of you are just here free meal, they're thinking I'm here just for the free meal. But what may happen is X, and you're actually guiding their mind of what they're saying, meeting them at their reality. Like, hey, he knows why I'm here, and he told me I may change. I may open my eyes to something totally new. What a great nugget that is, Rennie. Great insight.
It's like I said, I did it completely out of frustration because I was there and I could tell. Yeah. I could tell who it is. So I said, do I want to be frustrated through the talk? And that little voice was telling me, hey, that person doesn't care. They're just here for the meal. Like, right. I have the little voice inside your head. You can call it innate. I call it Zazu, right? It's sitting on the shoulder. And so I said, I'm just going to confront this right from the very beginning. That, you know, I want you to enjoy your meal. I want you to just relax. But you are my guest. So at least listen to what's going on here tonight because you may find that it's going to be a life-changing situation, not just for you, but for the people that you know, right? And so I'm always talking and casting out and future pacing about parlay all the way throughout the talk. Okay? It's not just that one person. You have to close the first person first, but I'm always planting these seeds. So I just thank you for allowing me the opportunity to get that out, because I think the difference between people who are successful at doing this are, A, the ones that are doing it, right, first. So you got to do it. You got to know what right things are, right? Then you have to do right things, and then you have to do right things right. And so we're talking here today doing things like champions do. How do you do this and just nail it? The dinner should not cost you anything. You should make more money from just, you know, the amount of opportunities coming in that it's a profitable situation. And why wouldn't you do that if it didn't really cost you any money whatsoever? You want to be able to get out there. It's the greatest way to get new patients. So I want to, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, we talked about framework, which is important. If you've never done this, you need the framework. Then you know the guidelines of that. You need an opening. You need a close. We can't just go out and do the talk. But some of you need the confidence of the training to actually step up in front of the room. But the last piece is the experience. Doing one talk, even after you're trained with someone like Roberto Monaco, doesn't make you the expert and doesn't say, I did a dinner talk. It's like golfing. If you golf once, you didn't really golf. You played with a golf club. Golfing, maybe. I'm not a golfer. Randy, you're a golfer, but you probably really start golfing a year later, I assume, after 15, 20 times. Then you could say you're golfing. But just like doing a talk, don't think you did it and it didn't work after one time. Commit for at least a year and refine to the point that you know what's going to happen? You're going to enjoy it. When you start enjoying it is when you can start really catapulting your close, your skills, and the impact you're going to make to your community. But until you enjoy it, I think that's the gap for me, is from when you start academically doing this thing to when you say, oh my God, I got a dinner talk, I can't wait. That's when it becomes innate, and that's when you're going to start changing your community. So I just wanted to add.
Your conviction and your certainty, right, is something that happens with reps. It doesn't just come like I'm certain, you know, that I'm certain of gravity. You know, I'm certain that the power that made the body heals the body. It comes from above, down, inside out. Like, these are things that I'm certain about, but the people you're speaking to, they have no idea. So you have to lead them there. And how do you do that? Through story. And you have to do it emotionally. You have to get them to do it. Just talking about gravity, isn't it? Talk about your story, you know? So this is so good. And I just love this. I want to segue, if you're ready to segue, kind of into another opportunity. Also, just remember, you got digital ways to fill these seats with audience, and you can also invite your patients, your practice members, your valued practice members to bring a guest. That's their ticket for dinner. And now you have inside your audience testimonials, people you could stand up. You can say, hey, but like, you know, John, he was there. He came in. I remember he was in horrible shape. And you could start telling the stories of some of your practice members, because that's easy. And that's how you feel comfortable and start to really feel joy, right? Is the practice members that you know got great results. Well, if they're there in the audience, it's not just people you don't know. That gives you that confidence that you can call on those people and just get a head nod and look around the room. And it's the synergies.
So that's the leverage, guys. We go from a dinner talk with digital leads coming in that you're paying for. It could cost you $100 a lead to put them in the chair, or $50 to put them in the chair. So you have some inherent cost there. Then you go to your patient list, the people that know you, love you, trust you in the office for free. Besides the dinner cost, you invite them with a guest. You just doubled the amount of people at the event. And then when you need a testimony, you can have two people get up. That doubles the conversion. So think about this. The synergy between external leads from digital through internal leads from the office. Think about it. You double the show rate, the amount of people there, and then you double the conversion because you have people that have experienced the care. It's a 4X deal when you do what Rennie just said. You got to write that one down. So that's a good nugget there. Let's go into some other nuggets. One of the other ones that let's break down that you... I'll steal your thunder a little bit. We were talking about, there's two workshops. Dinner with the Doc is the external workshop at a restaurant. Once they become a new patient, don't fall down with the internal workshop, your better results faster workshop, your patient orientation workshop. Don't say, oh, they came to a workshop and let that go. The Dinner with the Doc talk is a different story than the better results faster. That's how to get the best results now that you're a patient. Different scenario. So Rennie was mentioning, you got to get them from A to B. And when they come to the better results faster, they're bringing guests. It's another point of leverage or parlay from one thing to another, right? I mean, any other, it's a big topic.
Yeah. And so, you know, listen, we know, we all know the terminology, right? They're going from seeker to believer and from believer to understander. And during the better results faster, our practice members are not understanders yet. We're just beginning to get them to understand what this journey looks like and future pacing them and putting them inside that new picture, right? We're making them the star in this movie that is going to be produced and released a year from now, right? And so you need to understand how that works. That is retention, right? So in order to have retention, you have to be able to put them through these processes. Now, what we found to be a magical, magical nugget is for those that are not sure, in the Dinner with the Doc, specifically, when we're doing these type of talks, for those that are not sure, we want to invite them to our orientation class in the practice. We call it Better Results Faster. Why? Because we don't want bad results slower, right? We want everybody wants great results, and they want them as fast as they possibly can. Raise your hand and say, you see, you're engaging them, right? And yes, so you fill up those seats. I can't tell you how many chiropractors I have known personally and or just met that aren't doing workshops still. It just drives me upside down because I'm like, well, that's why you're struggling. You know, you're struggling because you're not getting yourself into this opportunity. For others that actually are doing it, there's some level of frustration, Dr. Joe, where they say, well, I had better results faster, but there was only two people in there. I'm like, I only had two new patients or whatever. Hey, who doesn't want to talk to an audience, right? And I'm saying an audience can be very, very, you know, small, like 20 people in a room lights you up, right? It's just magic. So you put 20 people into your better results faster, and you know that you have a lot of guests. You know that half the room are guests. Then you're going to craft that talk to not only bring them on the journey, but also future pacing them and letting them know, this is what it looks like to be a practice member in this office. You got to be, you know, your health has to be a number one priority. Some of this, and I have to get this out before you start talking. Some of this is done for you. Some of this is done by you, and some of this is done with you. So if we look at this journey that we're taking you on today, right from the very beginning with Dinner with the Doc, some of this is done for you. They're helping through digital opportunities. We have teams in Align Life that will help you to fill that up. That's done for you. Yes, it costs a couple of bucks to do that, whatever, but it's you know, that's what you need to do. Then it's done by you. By you is no one can move them like you can as a chiropractor and telling the story and get that emotional, you know, that emotional story and have them see your passion, because people are moved by that, right? And then there's done with you, and done with you is this whole, when it all comes together, your practice members are referring, the people that are coming from Dinner with the Doc are coming to the Better Results Faster. They're still new practice members. They're not ambassadors of chiropractic at this point, right? And so they may be so inspired because they already heard you once that they're going to come to the Better Results Faster with a guest. So you see, it's parlay, 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 parlay. If you do the things right throughout your office, through the day one, day two, day three journey, you're always parlaying family. You got to parlay the spouse first and the family member by doing a little health history, a little, you know. And so there's just so many opportunities to fill up with new patients, you know. Otherwise, you die on the vine. And this is, again, I can't overemphasize the people that aren't doing the talks, just go ahead and start doing them.
I agree.
Right? And start making those reps.
The last piece of it, and then we'll do a closing on a couple of key points, is how to convert. So you did the talk. People are interested. Do they sign a form? Do they just call your office? Is your staff present? Give some ideas. How do you finish the talk?
So in a dinner with the doc, you know, there's many different technologies we can leverage with technology. So and there's people that are doing this, like Sebastian, you know, is Bonin in Puerto Rico. He's just killing it, right? When he does dinner with the doc, and he's really leveraged with QR code and, you know, on an iPad, and made it really, really easy to say, just go ahead and get this. Everybody do this together. Do this right now, right? Everybody grab out. Everyone's got a phone. Put it on camera. Okay. Point it at this thing. Right? Okay. You see that little yellow thing? Hit that little yellow thing. And then it brings you right in where you can put your name, you know, your phone number, your email, boom, done. Right? So it automatically will help you with scheduling and with, you know, taking inventory of the ones that are ready to go.
And they could pay right there on the interface, pull out their card before they eat their dinner and have a little contribution towards a nonprofit or a down payment for the visit, so they secure their spot because it's limited spots. But I think the financial transaction at the dinner with the doc, very minimal, is just helps them build value for what they just heard and build value for them to commit to show up for their own health, not for the doctor. You can give that money away if you want, but you need some kind of exchange to substantiate value for that appointment. I think, you know, I had a couple of thoughts when you were talking in the beginning, when we were looking at they get it, want it, capacity to do it. I think for me, you know, I look at Tony Robbins when he's like, get into state, like you want to be in state. What I do if I'm going to do a talk or if I'm going to do a spinal screening 30 years later, I sit in my car, take some deep breaths and start thinking of the people I'm looking at meeting. The 9-year-old with severe scoliosis, I'm looking at, even if it's a cancer patient or someone that has a disability because of a subluxation or your typical sciatic pain that they've been on drugs for 2 years, you know, whatever it may be, I start visualizing people that are hopeless, helpless, confused, over-medicated, scheduled for surgery. And I see them in my head. And then when I get out of that car, it's like game on. Like I did with coaching my son's soccer game. You cross that white line and get onto the soccer field, you better be ready for the game or you're going to sit. When I'm ready for the game and I open that car door, I am ready to serve and talk and promote chiropractic out of the sheer give, love, serve mindset, right? Not the business. Like I'm ready to serve people that are suffering. And then at the end, I can think about the business. How did we do for the business side? But I do not step foot across the line building a business. I go there to serve, just like I know you do, Rennie. So I think you got to think that way, guys.
Absolutely.
When you're new, you're starving, you're scared, you're in scarcity, you don't have a dollar to eat lunch maybe, and you're there, you have to just step across the line and be ready to serve. So. And the last thing I'll say, and I'll let you do some close, is those of you who are scared to speak like I was, like Rennie was, something that someone said to me that really cleared me like that, and I couldn't believe it happened, is they looked at me and said, you know what? It's not about you. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I don't want to get in front. It's not about you. Well, I'm scared. I get nervous. Well, it's not about you. Well, I don't know if I get, well, it's not about you. It's just not about you. So don't worry about you. And it was like, no matter what I said, they interrupted me and said, no, this isn't about you. It's about you speaking to serve them because you're caught in your ego of how you're going to look and how you're going to act and how you has nothing to do with you. You're just a messenger. So get over yourself and your own ego. I thought it was insecurity and they're telling me it's my ego. And that was such a revelation. Literally that day, I'm like, oh my God, has nothing to do with me or my fears or how I look, because I'm here to serve them. Hopefully that helps you guys. That changed my life when I was nailed on that. I'm going to leave the close to you, Rennie.
Well, so I'm going to go back to the beginning. I love to go back to the beginning. I just want to tell a quick story real quick and then we'll be done. But so I never mentioned this to you before, but I invented Dinner with the Doc. Yeah, I'm that old. And so in a time when no one was doing workshops, no one was doing this. So I came out of school and literally lightning bolts were coming out of my Pfizer points. I was ready. I mean, I was ready to change lives and to heal the sick and suffering. And that's all I could visualize. And coming out of school, and I finally got into a practice, and, you know, and it was crickets. I didn't have any money for advertising. I didn't have any money for anything. I didn't know what to do to actually get people. I mean, you burn through your friends and your family in 2 months,
yeah,
right? Because they're your first practice members. And I listen, I don't know, many of you can really relate to this, but my grandfather and my grandmother, they were like my best friends. And they lived relatively close. So I used to spend like 3 days a week over there. And they would have like this little like bicycle ringer with the, you know, with the chalet windows. And I go, okay, coming. And I come to the door, and now I'm here 3 times a week. And the door opens, and many of you, if you're blessed to have this opportunity, my grandparents would look at me, and they would hug me and kiss me, and, oh, my God, it's so good to see you. I'm like, well, you just saw me like 2 days ago, you know? And next thing you know, it didn't matter what you were doing. Where were you? You were moving into this kitchen, and all 6'2" of me is like sliding into this little tiny cubicle space. And while you're sitting there expecting to have whatever experience you think it's all about me, my grandmother's telling me what I should do, what she, you know, she things that she wanted me to know while she was feeding me, right? Because she's always, you hungry? It didn't matter whether you were hungry or not, right? So that you were eating. And so while she fed me, every single time that I went there, she was telling me things that she wanted me to know. And it, like, it didn't melt in, you know, because ego was too thick. And, you know, now I'm a doctor and I know all of these things. Yeah, but you guys don't understand. You know, you don't know a chiropractic and whatever, you know. And so I go back to my office and it's like crickets again. And I sat there thinking about this and I was like, wow, how brilliant. My grandparents realized that all they had to do was to sit down and start shoving food in my mouth and make me sit there and listen to the things that they wanted me to know. So that's what started me doing Dinner with the Doc. I said, I only have a handful of patients. Great. Every patient goes out to dinner and they have to bring 2 guests.
So you're being serious. You didn't learn this in a seminar. You weren't like, let me go to a dinner. You really had that experience with your grandparents and said, what a great opportunity to talk to people. That's a great story. Wow.
Yeah. And that's really where it all started. I've been doing this for so many years in so many different ways. I do sweetheart luncheons, corporate talks. It doesn't matter. We call Dinner with the Doc. I love Dinner with the Doc because it's always been. I used to do presentations at the end of the year. I'd have 50 to 75, 100 people in the room. I'd have it catered. I'd come out and make a whole performance, and I'd come out in costume. You know, I was an astronaut 1 year. I had smoke on the stage, and I took the flag, you know, of Align Life, and I shoved it into the stage. And, you know, it was like, I was there to get an emotional reaction, and everybody brought guests. And every time that you do this, you're going to fill up your office. So the first thing and the last thing is, you know, make the thing the thing. You know, our job is to go ahead and to communicate chiropractic to the world. You got to get over that, and you got to start doing that. And secondly is you got to do these classes in your office every week, because if you have these opportunities to go outside into the community and talk one way or the other, Dinner with the Doc, corporate, doesn't matter what you're doing, you can be filling up your better results faster inside your office. And every time you do that, and I don't care how many you do, some people are doing them whenever. I'm like, well, there's weeks that we have to do 3 or 4 in a week, half an hour to health, better results faster. We fill up the class because we got so many new patients. I'm like, look, there's not enough slots for new patients. There's just not enough slots. So we pre-frame and pre-qualify everybody and make sure if they're going to take the next step, that they're serious. And so our conversion ratio is not only huge, but our retention ratio is huge. And that's the key, right? And
yeah, parlay. I agree. Retention creates comfort in the practice, reduces cost, makes it more fun, enjoyable, makes the practice more valuable. There's no negative to good retention. That comes with communicating to the story, the mission, the vision of what we're doing for people, the honesty of chiropractic, the authenticity of the way we approach healthcare, getting to causation versus crisis symptom management. So great talk. Now that was wonderful. Hope you guys got a lot out of that talk. Hopefully you took some notes. We'd love to hear some stories. Reach out to us at Align Life if you'd like more information about how to do a dinner talk, or you'd like an audit on your practice to see if there's ways that we can help you serve more people, generate more revenue, or just have more fun in practice. So thanks, Doc. Great insights. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks. Love sharing it. Thank you so much for the time. Guys, get out there. Guys and girls, get out there and do it.
I love it.
Just do it.
This episode was brought to you by Align Life Chiropractic and Natural Health Centers. If you're interested in creating your dream practice or want to know more about Align Life, go to AlignLifePodcast.com.